Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel supports Little Sisters of the Poor in their fight against the Obamacare abortion mandate. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, to talk about this issue. Matt, there is this major case before the United States Supreme Court. It involves not only Little Sisters of the Poor, but a number of other Christian colleges as well. And it centers around the so-called abortion contraception mandate of the Obamacare. And that requires these religious organizations, Little Sisters of the Poor, Christian colleges, and others to include in their health insurance not only contraception, but also abortifacients, abortion-inducing drugs, chemical abortion to their employees. And so for Little Sisters of the Poor, as a prerequisite to their carrying on their God-given mission to reach those that are in need, they are now being told they have to participate in genocide. This is something they will not do, and this is the case now pending before the United States Supreme Court, on which Liberty Counsel filed a brief just a few days ago.
Well, and Matt, I know that Little Sisters of the Poor and any number of religious organizations around the country, no matter what the Supreme Court rules, they cannot participate in this genocide, in this human genocide. And so, you know, we saw in President Obama's last State of the Union address where he just had all this soaring rhetoric, not to mention just the insults and the snarkiness that he had, but the soaring rhetoric that was just so far detached from reality. And when he talked about Obamacare right there in the audience, as invited guests were the Little Sisters of the Poor as visual evidence of what this Obamacare has really done and what this president has done to religious liberty across the country, to the First Amendment, and that is he has trampled over it.
Yeah, well, you know, Kim Davis and I were at the State of the Union address, and on another program this week we'll talk about some of the issues at the State of the Union and why Kim Davis was present. But, you know, when we were going back to the hotel after the State of the Union address, and Obama made that statement that so many new people are covered by Obamacare, she said that her husband Joe lost his insurance. He had good insurance up until the time that Obamacare came into being, and now he lost his insurance as a result of Obamacare. So many, many people around this country have been victims of the Obamacare. But one thing that's very egregious is this, and that is that the religious organizations like Little Sisters of the Poor or Christian colleges are being told that you must actually promote, provide, give a mechanism for human genocide. Now, what the Obama administration says is, well, all you have to do is sign a form and you can opt out of that. And therefore, some other entity that is providing your insurance will have to provide the same abortion-inducing drugs. Well, the problem with that is, it's like saying you don't have to shut the door to the gas chamber for those that are walking in during the Nazi Holocaust, for example. You can opt out of that, and you can designate someone else to do it on your behalf, to act as your agent. You know, the insurance company is your agent. You are getting insurance from an insurance company. If you say, I cannot participate in human genocide, but I want you to participate in human genocide, I'm actually paying you to represent me, to provide insurance, and I want you to be the one to do it so that I can go home with a so-called clean conscience. That's not a clean conscience at all, and that's what Little Sisters of the Poor and the other religiously affiliated organizations that are before the Supreme Court are arguing.
No, President Obama, they call this an accommodation, a religious accommodation. Utter nonsense. President Obama is saying, oh, you don't want to do the hit? You don't want to pull the trigger and blow the guy's brains out? Well, hire some hitman to do it for you. Then your hands are clean. You don't have a problem. That's what President Obama is saying here to the Little Sisters of the Poor and to every church and every religious organization across the country. You don't want to dismember alive little babies. You don't want to pay for abortifacients. You don't want to be complicit in abortion homicide. Well, just hire it out. Hire a hitman to do it for you. Well, that is no accommodation at all, Matt, and that is a gross violation of the First Amendment. I hope that with this current configuration with the United States Supreme Court, that Justice Kennedy, who will likely once again be the swing vote, I hope that as he has shown in the past, at least some modicum of respect for the First Amendment in terms of religious liberty, although it's all over the board, I hope that he will do the right thing here. But if he doesn't, do you think that Little Sisters of the Poor and other Christian organizations and colleges are just going to say, well, okay, we'll just go ahead and take part in abortion homicide?
No, there's no way they're going to do that. Little Sisters of the Poor, number one, they're going to stand their ground, and other organizations and Christian colleges are going to stand their ground. They're going to continue to minister and follow the call that God's put on their heart in the Little Sisters of the Poor case to help those that are in need, in Christian colleges to give a Christian education. They're going to continue to do that. But I can tell you also, they will not, as a prerequisite, kill innocent human life as a ticket to being able to follow their call. I mean, that would be contraindicated. It'd be contrary to their call. They're going to help people, but on the other hand, they're going to kill people in order to help people. That just doesn't make sense. They're not going to do it. So they're going to be civilly resisting this kind of Obamacare. I hope it doesn't come to that, but that's the reality. You know, also, there's a brief that was filed that shows the intent behind this mandate was to force Christian colleges to provide this, and therefore they didn't want to give them an opt-out. On the other hand, they gave churches or the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops an opt-out, but they crafted it in a way that the Christian colleges, for example, would not have an opt-out. So religious organizations like Little Sisters of the Poor fall in that same kind of non-opt-out category, that you're going to be stuck with this. This is the first time, Matt, in world history, let alone American history, world history, where the citizens have been conscripted, if you will, forced, no doubt, to participate in human genocide. There's been human genocide situations throughout our history, the Armenian genocide, obviously the Holocaust, Rwandan, and other places. But at no time were the citizens at large conscripted to participate in it. Here, that's what this Obamacare organization, that's what this Obamacare mandate is doing, is trying to force religious organizations to be complicit in human genocide. It's unconscionable, and Liberty Counsel, of course, filed the very first lawsuit challenging Obamacare on behalf of Liberty University, first private lawsuit, and that case went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. This is on a specific aspect of it, the abortion mandate, and we have filed a major brief at the United States Supreme Court arguing that it should be declared unconstitutional.
And we need to be clear here that this is by design, Matt, that this is the secular progressive left's agenda. They don't just want to have, you know, freedom of choice to kill a baby. They demand that everyone participate in that mass murder, that genocide. You know, is it to relieve their conscience? Is it to kind of say essentially, well, if everybody has to do it, then it must not be wrong. So they're easing their conscience. You know, they're in denial that what they're doing is actually murder. I think that's part of it. But the whole goal, there's a word for it. It's called tyranny, and it's a tyranny of the progressive left.
And this is one of the legacies of Obamacare, of President Obama, if you will, the president who has more blood on his hands than any other president in history, in the sense that he has been so radically promoting abortion, Planned Parenthood, this abortion mandate, human genocide. God cannot, will not bless a country that kills its innocent children. We need to reverse this. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we stand for life, liberty, and family. Go to lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org. 2016 is a brand new year. There's a lot ahead. A lot of things happened in 2015, both good and bad, obviously. And 2016 is going to be a pivotal year, not in just the elections, but in many other ways. I encourage you to stand strong, stand your ground, as our campaign suggests. Stand your ground. Don't back away from your call. Stand with those who are standing their ground. Pray for them. Pray for Liberty Counsel. And join this ministry as we are not just simply sitting on the sidelines and complaining, but we're in the midst of this issue, whether it's life, whether it's marriage and family or religious freedom, whether it's Israel. All of these are areas in which Liberty Counsel is directly involved. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com. Sign up for our newsletters. If you want to be more involved, go to our web store and learn more about these issues. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.